I came back from yeshiva today, and on my desk was a little sefer, a new sefer that just came out very recently by somebody who davened in this shul, just moved to Lakewood a few months ago. His name is Tzvi Pfeiffer, and I want to share with you a very nice machshava that he has in his sefer about, he has a section about kissing the mezuzah, a little bit about mezuzah, and a question that Rav Yaakov Tzvi ben Gamliel Mecklenburg, I'm sorry, the Ksava Kabbalah. Ksava Kabbalah asks the following question. He asks, what bracha do we say when you are koveil and mezuzah? Likva and mezuzah. Okay, I gave it away. What's the way the Torah phrases the mitzvah of mitzvahs mezuzah? Uchsavtem. So what should I, if I was writing the bracha, what would I write? Asher k'nishom tzav tzivanu. Al-Ksivas, Lichtov, one of those two. So how come the Torah says Uchsavtem, yet when we put up the mezuzah, we say Lekvala? That's question number one. So he says, you might be able to answer that with question number two. What bracha do we make when we put on our tefillin? Laniach, let's say. Tefillin Shuyad, Laniach. What words does the Torah use when it commands us to put tefillin Shuyad? Ukshatim. So what should the mitzvah be? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Hashem Kedosh Shem Tzav Tzvanu. Either likshor or alkshiras, tefillin. So how come chacham when they set up when they were menaseach, when they were matbia, the matbea of the bracha, they changed from what the mitzvah clearly is in the pesukim. So the Ksav HaKabbalah suggests the following. He says when it comes to tefillin, if it would have only written, if we would say asher k'dushas tzav tzvanu alkshiras or likshor as a tefillin, we would assume that the mitzvah of tefillin is for that momentary tying, that momentary, pulling the knot, and afterwards doesn't have significance. Those who are here, my son's bar mitzvah pshat was actually on this topic. The ikur mitzvah of tefillin, some poskim hold that it's mechuyav midoraisa to be worn the whole day. The Rambam says it's not obligatory, but it's proper that the tefillin should be worn the whole day. So tefillin is really not just a momentary mitzvah, it's really an elongated mitzvah for the entire duration of, at least of the entire duration of one's wearing it, and perhaps even the entire day. So therefore, Chachamim specifically wanted to highlight that point, that the mitzvah is not concluded upon, right, when you did the kshira. Therefore, they changed the nusach habracha to be not a ksharetem, but rather lahaniach, to show that the entire hanach, the entire duration of the tefillin being resting on our arms, is a kiyum of the mitzvah. Beautiful pshat. With that, he suggests the following as well. That if one would leave the mitzvah, the bracha for mezuzah, lechtov or al ksivas mezuzah, you'd assume it's only the initial, the writing, or maybe that first step was the mitzvah of mezuzah. You wouldn't realize, listen, this is the punchline, that having the mezuzah on one's house, having a kavua on one's house for the entire duration, for the years that it might be on the doorposts of a person's home, that also is an additional kiyum of the mezuzah, because mezuzah, similar to tefillin, might not just be a mitzvah to, of course, me'ikra din is just to put it up on the wall, but as the Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's proper that when a person passes a mezuzah to, the Rambam has a very strong lashon, the Rambam, I don't know if this is a quote, but the Rambam's lashon is something along the lines is that when a person passes a mezuzah, person should contemplate Yichud Hashem, person should elevate Avas Hashem Belibo, a person should be reminded not to be distracted by the Havli Hazman, by frivolous pursuits, Shalei Vazbez Zman, not to waste his time for things that are temporal, that are temporal, that are meaningless, that are fleeting. Rather, a person should focus on Avodas Hashem. So that's part of the mitzvah of mezuzah, and therefore, accordingly, it's appropriate that the bracha that we say reflect this continual kiyum of the mitzvah of mezuzah in the same vein that tefillin, the bracha reflects that continual mitzvah that we are fulfilling throughout the duration of having the tefillin or the mezuzah where it's supposed to be. As far as kissing the mezuzah, so the Rambam doesn't say you're supposed to kiss the mezuzah. This little sefer quotes all kinds of sources. Are you supposed to touch it? Are you supposed to look at it? Are you supposed to kiss it? So one possible source where the kissing might have come from, even though it doesn't say that in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch does say to put your hand on it as you walk in and walk out, and when you walk out to say a pasuk or two. But where does this idea of kissing come from? So it could be based on that which the Shulchan Aruch paskins when it comes to tefillin. Shulchan Aruch says that when it comes to tefillin, the minhag hachachamim is to kiss the tefillin before one puts the tefillin on and after one takes the tefillin off. So similarly, you know, an outgrowth of that might also be that we do a similar thing, since anyway we're supposed to touch it, so there's already, you know, we're paying attention to it with our hands, so perhaps that's where the that might be where one of the sources where the union of kissing the mezuzah might come as a way of the mechabit the mitzvah. I don't know, is that in the Shulchan Aruch to kiss when you get an aliyah?
It doesn't mention it, but people do it anyway.
Right, people definitely do it. That could be one source.
Thank you. Amen.